Conditional use number 2445, Deems Trucking Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for truck parking, storage and maintenance, and an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.06 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Old Hickory Road, which is Sussex County Route 497, at the intersection of Old Hickory Road and White Pines Lane, approximately 250 feet northwest of Sharptown Road, which is Route 24. The 911 addresses are 33124 7496 and 7506 Old Hickory Road, Laurel. The tax parcel ID is District 432, Map 11, Parcel 40.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Arndt, sir, you introduce yourself. You may have the floor.
My name is Brian Deem. I own Deem's Disposal.
Okay.
We're looking for conditional use on our property that we purchased.
Okay.
We own six trucks. Not all six run. I have a few spares.
Right.
Kind of hard to find a rental of a trash truck. So,
do you think?
We employ eight employees, and we've been running there for since November last year, 2022. I have a few letters of support.
Okay.
I have a couple pictures to give you an idea of, you know, what it looks like there.
Okay.
And
if you have them with you, you can turn them into our. Director there. Well, record. Now we're going to keep those if you give them to us, so that's
yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I appreciate the overview. Why don't we, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mayers.
I'd like to see the pictures before I ask.
Can I correct him real quick? We
if you tell us who you are, you
I'm
can.
Amy Deem, his wife. We bought
corrector.
The
corrector.
Correct him.
The,
sorry.
The corrector.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
We all
have those.
We purchased the property in November of 2022. We did not start operating, and we bought it in 21. We didn't start operating over there until December of 2022.
Okay.
So it was.
And how did you get here? Did you receive a violation from the county, or
no,
somebody just told you you needed to?
Well, when we purchased the property, it was a heck of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
They told us that it was
land.
They've never seen a property like this before. So in order for us to do it, we had to do a commercial route. Our realtor was trying to tell us that it was already zoned commercial. So we didn't realize anything until we called over to the county. And I believe we were talking to Ashley. She helped us get where we were.
Right, okay.
Heck of a mess. It's three properties. One of the 33124 is a rental property, but everything else on the back, the two other addresses, is what we're using to operate. It's licensed under Deem's Trucking, but we're doing operating as Deem's Disposal.
That's fine. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being proactive. You know, with the coming to the commission to get what you really need. Okay, Mr. Mayor, you're up.
I guess the only question I have, if you've been operating, have you had any complaints from neighbors?
No, not that I'm aware of.
That's all I got. Thank you.
Okay. Wingate.
I don't think you mentioned the hours of operation.
The hours of operation are, we dispatch early. I have two trucks that leave at 3 a.m. Usually they're back by 11, 12 o'clock. The only reason why we leave early is safety. I mean, a lot of people, what do you mean by safety? There's no cars out. I mean, super less traffic. Yesterday, I believe, Blue Hen, a truck got head-on collision on Bethesda Road. Yeah, that was, lunchtime. You just don't know, but it's so much safer, you know, for us and the guys, you know, in the back, so.
So when we have a conditional use in front of us, we have the responsibility of putting conditions on it, if we so choose. For hours of operation, if we said 3 a.m. until noon, would that cover your?
Well, that would be for basically your trash trucks. Then I have another truck that, you know, the bigger dumpsters that would leave from like 7, 7:30 to 4, maybe.
So you really need 3 a.m. to 5 p.m., 6 p.m.
Yeah, and the trucks that leave at 3 a.m., they're gone. They don't come back at all.
Understood, yeah.
And you don't store any of the garbage on site? It's all taken to the landfill?
Yes,
nothing's there?
Nothing's transferred or stored.
Yeah, okay.
I do have inventory of dumpsters that will be there.
Right.
You're not making money if the dumpsters are there, so they're not there for long until they're on the street or whatever.
Yep, that's all I have.
Nobody pays rent on a stored dumpster.
No.
Yeah.
Unless they're stored on my site.
Unless they're stored on, unless they're stored in your yard.
And if, I don't know, from the pictures that we've sent, if you, can I walk over here?
Sure.
This here is a fence, a rail fence, basically, around. You know, if, my plan was to plant evergreens, maybe green giants or something, you know, for privacy or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we have not had any complaints.
Okay.
If we do, you know, that's definitely something we would consider.
But we could put that condition into any approval, right?
You could, it could be required, yeah.
And before we purchased this, this was conditional use. When our realtor, like Amy had explained, they did race cars there. The realtor tried to sell it as a commercial. A couple days before, Stephanie at Haller and Hudson, she said, Brian, she sent me over here to talk to Courtney. I'm going back, you know, when we first purchased it. And she's the one that told me, you know, the stipulations as far as when that man passes on or, you know, if it changes hands, it has to be reissued for conditional use. So that's the knowledge that we were getting, you know, days before, you know, closing.
Yeah.
And it brought down the value, you know, what we purchased quite,
those,
you know.
Bag on realtors,
you can't trust them.
You can't trust them.
Am I the only one up here without a license?
So what you're saying, and Mr. White asked, is this property was the subject of a previous conditional use?
That I need to check the dates, but
Ashley, was there actually a conditional use or?
I do believe, just look up the tax ID in the application listing. I believe that is where I got that information, and it was.
Northeast modifies, maybe?
My memory is not great, but I do believe it was something auto-related or.
But there was a conditional use?
There was a previous conditional use.
Okay,
and
okay.
And typically, if there's any change of the use or in the conditions, that's what triggers the new
conditional
use.
Oh, yeah, it goes away. Yeah, conditional use is very specific. For instance, if your conditional use is granted, it's going to be for your specific purpose.
Yes.
No other purpose would be allowed there. And it's unfortunate that someone led you to believe that that was otherwise. And on behalf of the industry, I apologize to you.
In the long run, I mean, the savings was pretty substantial as far as, you know, to go through this process.
It worked to their advantage.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it probably worked out for you, so.
I only know the best, most honest realtors.
That's right.
And if I can assist, Mr. Chairman, there was a previous conditional use. Conditional use number 1486, which was approved as ordinance number 1603. Which was actually recommended for denial by the commission, but approved by county council. And it says for parts.
When was it?
2003.
Yeah, you were a part of
it. Yeah, I was part of that.
Yep. And it was parts, frames for race cars. So,
well,
so
was
the
other question?
1486. And we could certainly obtain that and put that in the record.
Oh, that's fine. I was just curious. And so, well, in fairness, you can see how that probably got twisted around, so okay. All right, so let's see. Mr. Mears, you were done. We're with Mr. Collins. Anything else?
I just asked about, you know, incorporating some sort of buffer around the perimeter.
Right.
Other than that,
okay.
I don't have any questions.
All right, Mr. Butler, anything?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay, staff? No. All right, thank you. Thank you for your help with this, by the way. And Mr. Robertson?
None for me, thanks.
Okay, well, I don't have anything either, so I'm going to ask you to take a seat nearby. We're going to see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 24, what was it? 2445, Deem Trucking Incorporated. All right, is there anybody here who wishes to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2445? Okay, it's like your lucky day. Anyone here, anybody on any further questions or comments?
No, thank you.
No, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor.
Where'd he go?
He left.
Okay. All right, then, with that being the case, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay.